Good morning. We're continuing Chayot Mechilchos Shabbos, Klal Chaf, and we're starting Siman Gimel. So here at Siman Gimel, the Chayot says this idea, which we mentioned already, that the Bavli says that a Kli Rishon, even when it's no longer on the fire, still has the ability to cook, as long as the temperature inside of the Kli is Yatzo Lettuce Bo. We said from the Yerushalmi says that that's not so. That once it's off the fire, it doesn't have a din of bishul anymore. Now, we have to clarify this argument. They have the argument in Metzius. So the Yerushalmi is saying that things don't cook, and Bava is saying things cook. So that doesn't make sense. It's hard to argue in Metzius whether something is cooking or not. But as you mentioned before, the malacha is not cooking. The malacha is cooking with fire. The malacha is affecting a change on the item through fire, through heat. So if a person will change the item but not use heat to do so, he definitely changed the item. We're not arguing in the Metzius that the item was affected, but we're saying that the effect that it had is not due to something which is considered heat, and therefore a person will not be chayav from Ravashel. Certain scenarios, he might have a problem of makapatish. We won't have the problem of mavashal. So bishul requires halachic heat. So we're not arguing on the result. We're arguing on the way we got to that result. Was that a way that halacha defines as bishul or not? That's the crux of the machlokes. So the Yerushalmi holds that for the Kli Rishon to have a halacha of bishul, it has to be on the fire. And if one removes it from the fire, even though it will change the food, that's not what bishul means. That's not the bishul that the Torah is talking about. The Bavli says no, that when we take the pot off the fire, and it does not have a direct heat source at that time, since the water is hot enough, it has the ability to cook, which is considered toldosor, and that's going to be chayav for bishul. So Chayadim says Kli Rishon pirush hakli shemishtamshim bo al ha'esh. So let's clarify our terms, because we will be coming back to this. The Kli Rishon is the pot which is put on the fire. So it's the Kli Rishon, it's the first thing that the food is going into, is the pot on the fire. A person puts on the fire when it cooks. Now he takes this Kli Rishon, even if he took the pot off of the fire, it's still considered Kli Rishon. And it is has the ability to cook even with not on the fire, as long as it's Mevashal calls man shayat to let his boy. It has the ability to cook as long as it has what's considered halachic heat. It will have the ability to cook, to do bishul, which the Torah asserts. Once it goes below yatz lettuce, well, that's not the bishul that the Torah is talking about, like we explained, and a person would not have that problem on Shabbos. When a person takes the food out of the Kli Rishon and puts it into onto a plate or into a bowl, that's considered klisheni. Person puts the hot food onto a platter, a large bowl where people serve from, a soup tureen. Those are klisheni. A person then takes it from that klisheni, that's the second place where the food goes to, and puts it into a third thing, that's klishlishi. So we know that Kli Rishon is mavashal. A klisheni, we paskin, with some exceptions. There are some exceptions, but in general, Kli Sheni is not mevashal. Kli Sheni cannot cook. What about when you pour from the Kli Rishon to the Kli Sheni? So it's known in halacha as Irui Kli Rishon, the pouring of the Kli Rishon. So we actually deal with the pouring of the Kli Rishon, halacha l'maisa, as that it has some level of a kaicha bishul. But the level of bishul that it has is only to the thickness of the outer layer of the food. It's called Ksei Klipa. So Chayyim will lay this out here in this siman. And clarify the principles of Ksei Klipa in this siman. And meanwhile, have a good day.